Well, go ahead.
Right, if you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you would say, you and I
got a little job on hand to do.
Okay. Now, if you were not speaking to him, just talking about him, you would say, the job is for...
Me and somebody. Someone and I, or him and somebody.
But if it was the two of you, you would say, the job is for...
The two of us.
Or... Say the job is for
two of us, or you and I, or him and I. You just talking about it, no call his name.
Right.
You talking to somebody else about it.
If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you'd say
we'd be able to see you, myself and someone.
You say, you'd, but if it was one other person, one man and another man, you'd say what?
Jim and John supposed to come over to see you. Jim and I are supposed to go see you this evening.
Okay. Now, if you knocked at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice and you, and so you say, it's...
It's Minor, Samuel Minor.
No, they know
it's,
your voice, so you wouldn't give them the name.
Oh, it's Samuel.
Say, no, you
it's
wouldn't...
It's I.
If we were sitting here expecting some man to knock at the door, you say, oh, it's only...
Only
like
one,
if we were expecting Hallie to knock at the door, and he were to come in and knock on the door, then you would say, oh, it's just, it's only...
Only Hallie. Only I.
No, it wouldn't be only I. If it was somebody else coming. It wouldn't
oh.
be you.
Mm-hmm.
It would be somebody else coming.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a woman, you would say, it's... You'd say...
It's
what?
Miss. Son of a... It's
No, I'm saying if you weren't going to call the name, if it was a man and we already knew the name of the person, we would just say, it's what?
I don't know. I think it's him.
It's him, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
or
if
you
look at
the girl, you would say what?
It's her.
And if it was two people, you would say it's...
It's them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Meaning you wouldn't have to give the name because you know who it is.
Oh, yeah.
Say,
it's
him out there.
Yeah.
All right. Comparing how tall you are, he would say, he is not as tall as...
Not as tall as I am.
Now, comparing how tall you are again, you'd say, I'm not as tall as...
I'm not as tall as he or she.
Uh-huh. Now, comparing how well you can do something, you'd say, he can do it better than...
He can do it better than I can.
Right.
Or as good as I can.
All right, if a man has been running for 2 miles and then came to a stop, you'd say, 2 miles is...
2 miles is a good ways to run, or a long ways
that
to
was,
run.
That was just the distance he could run. He
yeah.
couldn't run any further. You would say 2 miles is...
Is the limit.
Or is what? If you were thinking about, that was, he couldn't go any farther. You would say 2 miles is as...
2 miles is as far as he can run.
All right. If something belongs to me, you say, it's what?
It's hers. It belongs to...
If it belongs to both of us...
It belongs to you all. It belongs to them.
All right. And if it belongs to you, you say, it's...
It belongs to me.
It's what?
It's mine.
All right. If it belongs to him, to Hallie, you would say, it's...
It belongs to him.
It's what?
It's Hallie's.
No, I'm not. You don't call his name. You just say, it's...
It's his.
Right. Okay, now... People have to visit you and they are about to leave and you say to them, what?
I tell them I enjoy the visit, something like that. They're about to leave, so I'm called again.
Uh-huh. Now, if somebody's been to a party and started to leave and you were asking about the wraps, their coats and things,